Okay, I wanted to ask, we were talking about the animals on the farm, you mentioned the cow, what's the male called?
Bull.
When you were a little boy, do you remember that maybe your father and other people used special words, they didn't want to use the word bull in the presence of ladies?
Yeah, male cow, you know, in time.
Okay. And then the mules, the oxen, when they worked together, you had two of them, and that was a...
yoke. They had to be yoked together.
All right. And now, you wouldn't say a yoke of mules, though, would you?
No, because they didn't wear a yoke. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you use two...
A pair of mules. Okay. A pair.
And the young cow, which just born, is a...
heifer.
Even before it's a heifer, it's a...
okay.
And then, if the cow is going to... say our cow is going to she's going to have a calf.
Oh yeah.
And so she'd say she's about to
freshen.
Right. Yeah. And then they you mentioned the what's the female horse called?
Mare.
And the male?
Stud.
Alright. And now you use horses for person's talking about a horse putting a saddle on a horse, he'd say he likes to
ride.
Yesterday
he rode.
And he has many times he's
ridden.
Yeah. And but this other boy fell.
Fell off?
Yeah. Now if a little boy's in bed, you say he had to put chairs around the bed. He put the little boy into a big bed and he forgot to put the chairs around the bed that night and he fell.
Out of bed.
Okay. And then the things that are the horse at the bottom of his legs, he has four.
Four feet.
You might call them feet, but on the bottom of the feet are those hard things.
Hoof.
Yeah. He has four.
Four hoofs.
Yeah. And nailed to those are.
Shoes.
In the game you play, pitching those things.
Horseshoes.
Are there any other kind of games like that that you played with outside games that you pitch things at stakes other than horseshoes?
I never did that.
And then the animal you get the male sheep is called a
buck,
and the female
ewe,
and the stuff on the back is the
wool.
Now I want to ask you talking about the other animal that we haven't mentioned, the kind that you slaughter. You say you slaughtered these until just 5 or 6 years ago.
You mean hog?
Yeah. Now the male is called a
boar,
and one that has been fixed so it can't reproduce is a.
It'd be a shoat or a stag.
Hmm. Now the shoat's the little one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. How big, the very small ones are called, when they're first born, they're called...
pigs.
Now how big are they before they call them something else?
Well, they get a, grow out of that pig size, they're not very big, you show maybe, they might be 2 or 3 months old.
Okay, I see. Was it by weight or age, usually?
Either one.
And then, do you have a name
size,
I see, up to maybe 100 pounds?
Yes, no, yeah, it'd be a short time, yeah.
An unbred sow that hasn't
gelt.
And then would you use hogs for males or females, though, when they're full grown?
Yes.
And then the stiff hairs on a hog's neck are
bristles.
And the two big things that...
tushes.
All right, and then the things, let's say you had a great big hog pen, and down at either end of it, you might have had a long, too long, that you dig, you put it down there for them to eat out of.
Trough.
You have two? Did you ever have more than one in a...
yeah, you can. You can have a petition in a hog pen if you want to, and have one in each end. You have to have